This is Kara Hart reporting from the 84th National FFA Convention, and sitting with me right now I have Christian Alexander. He is from the Del Norte FFA chapter in California, and he's competing for the Star in Agribusiness here. And I was hoping you could tell me a little bit more about your business.
Okay, I raise organic pastured chickens and sell all their eggs. Currently, I have 3,500 hens, and I raise them with my family on our organic dairy on mobile chicken houses where the houses are moved once a week, and the eggs are gathered every day from the houses where the nest boxes are. And the chickens are fed daily, and the eggs are processed daily also, and are distributed throughout the week to over 65 different stores in Northern California. A majority of the stores include Whole Foods Marketplace, and Whole Foods is the largest natural food store in the United States, and they retail the eggs for over $7.99 a dozen.
That's expensive for eggs. Why should someone buy your eggs over a cheap dozen eggs?
Well, the demand in Northern California, in the San Francisco Bay Area and all the way north to Humboldt and Del Norte County, is quite high for the pastured egg. And the way I market the eggs are as Alexander Kids, being that I'm raised on a farm and I'm the second oldest of five children. The eggs are labeled as Alexander Kids eggs from pastured poultry. And that is quite rare in all throughout the United States to have chickens on pasture. And I have over 3,500 of them, and we keep the integrity by being certified organic, and all the feed is organic, the grass, the ground, the land, it's all organic and certified, inspected twice annually, and the label is certified by CCOF, California Certified Organic Farmers, and it has a USDA organic stamp on the carton.
And so to compete for this award, you've had to present your business plan, correct, and how you're going to do that. Can you kind of give me a broad overview of your business plan, your goals, anything along those lines?
Okay, with my business is comprised of really two parts, the production and the marketing. The production is at home and within 2 miles of my own house, and that's where the chickens are raised, where the eggs are processed, and the marketing is the distribution of the eggs and the marketing via the Alexander Kids label, because it's ran by all of us five kids but managed by me. And so when going into a store, which I do quite often, looking for prospective stores to sell the eggs, it's quite easy because the eggs sell themselves due to the dark color of the yolk and the height at which it stands when cracked open because of the freshness, and the yolk color comes from the pasture grass that the chickens are consuming. So essentially, the eggs really do sell themselves, and the Alexander Kids label just helps sell them, and just people love it.
Do you have any future goals for your business?
Yes, with Whole Foods coming on in the last year and a half, selling within over half the stores are Whole Foods that the eggs are being sold at. They've also told me that they're willing to take eggs in stores north in Portland, Oregon. And so that's another 15, 20, or 30 stores there that I will have to double the production of eggs. So go from 3,500 to over 6,000 chickens. And that is in the near future, and within the next year and a half, I believe. I believe it will work because the demand is there, and it's right now it's being difficult to keep up with the demand. Our supply is just it goes down in the winter time as the demand goes up, but people will pay for these eggs because they enjoy them. They like the taste, they like the texture, and they like the idea of where they're coming from.
You said 3,500 to 6,000 Chickens.
Yes.
That's a lot of chickens to be on free range. How do you protect your chickens from predators and things like that? Or do you? I mean, is it just one of those things you just kind of let the fox get whatever he wants and then you go about your business?
Okay, well, actually, the chickens are in the mobile houses, and one house can fit about 1,000 chickens. And these houses get moved every day, and with each house is a guard dog. That's a Great Pyrenees sheep guard dog. And I currently have 4 of them right now in 4 houses. And these dogs stay with the chickens all day long and all night and are protecting them from coyotes, raccoons, and skunks. And also from the air, there's hawks. And actually, we have 2 eagles on our property, too, that fly around. And so those are the predator issues. But once in a while, coyotes will get pretty close, and I'll watch the dog bark at him and run him away. The system's been working really good for the last 6 years for me and my family. And
so about how many mobile homes do you use to make sure that your chickens are safe, comfortable, and doing everything organically possible they can?
There is 3 large mobile homes, which mobile chicken coops, which can be considered chicken condos because I've built them so nice. There 3 large ones hold 1,000, and then the ones that are on wheels that aren't sleds, those hold about 500 in each, and there's three more of those, so a total of 6. And just for clarification, free range means access to outdoors, and pastured means, for me, all the time on pasture. So all day long the chickens are outside on the grass, and at night they come in and go in the coop on the roosts.
That's a good question to clarify, because a lot of people have thoughts of how something should be raised or how it is raised, and not a lot of producers, you know, they disclose that, or they do, and people just don't realize. So I'm glad that you clarified that. Is there anything else you'd like to add that I haven't asked you about your Star and Agribusiness?
Sure. Some people ask how is the Alexander Kids label going to continue? Because I'm almost 20 now and not going to be a kid pretty soon. I still feel like one, but actually my youngest sister is still in 7th grade. She's 13 years old, and so she's going to remain a kid for a long while, and my older brother and I are planning on graduating college soon and starting our own families, and either at home or on our own places. And that's where the Alexander Kids are going to come from, is from our new family someday. So I do see this as a very sustainable business in the future.
This is Kara Hart reporting from the 84th National FFA Convention. I've been talking with Christian Alexander from California, and he is competing for the Star in Agribusiness.